Rewind it back to the days of chillaxing on the beach and all-day fun with spring break on DraftKings Casino. Play exclusive games like Fan Fave Rocket. The excitement is endless, the vibes are right, and the cash prizes could be huge. New players start playing with just $5 and get 100 back instantly in casino credits. Download the app and use code RTFP to book your one-way ticket to fun with DraftKings Casino. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
It's the Ross Tucker Football Podcast.
Oh, yeah, it is. But it's not just any Ross Tucker Football Podcast. It is a Monster Monday that I am recording on Sunday night from the Ravens press box after one of the best Sunday night football games ever. In fact, I wanted to have the camera, for those of you that watch on YouTube, youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL, I wanted to have the camera facing the field so you guys could see it. The problem is the lighting is just so strong in the stadium. But if I go like this and spin it around real quick, you guys can see that I am, in fact, here at the stadium still. The game just ended. Even more reason for you guys at some point to check out youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL. Brian and I figured it'd be best to get this right out to you guys after that game ended before I try to beat the traffic and get home. What an amazing football game. It's a new week, which means we'll have a new Spread the Word winner, a new sponsor confirmation email winner, a new YouTube shout-out, youtube.com/RossTuckerFL. And if you want to keep giving me those picks-wise screenshots, that's how you can win the Madden this week. Just keep sending me those picks-wise screenshots. Get the picks-wise app on your phone. That's how I'll give away the Madden this week. I got a bunch over the weekend. Keep them coming. We are presented by DraftKings. Of course, it's Big Show time.
The Big Show.
I should mention, by the way, Brian, the patron shout out, patreon.com/RTmedia. And by the way, here's the deal with the patron shout out, okay? Or with Patreon. Patreon.com/RTmedia. If you're a Tuckheads level, if you're the Tuckheads level, then you get a chance to be part of our private Slack group. I don't know, Bri, did I say Ross Niewola last week? I thought I remember saying I like something about that guy, that his name's Ross. Did I already say that joke, or is that just in my head?
I think you already mentioned that, yeah.
Okay, then I'll move on to the next guy, Tim Bollinger. We're racking up the patrons, by the way, patreon.com/RTmedia. We're racking them up. So Tim Bollinger. So now, Bri, it's Big Show time.
All right. Well, let's get to your biggest takeaways from the week two games. And I'm guessing it has something to do with quarterback injuries.
Well, yeah, there's a couple, I would say, Bri. Number one, just injuries in general. TJ Watt, Jarvis Landry, Bradley Chubb, Brandon Brooks, Brandon Graham from the Eagles, done for the year. Alex Leatherwood, Danny Amendola, Nico Collins, Tyson Alualu, Josie Jewell. But then, yes, the quarterbacks, man. I mean, Tua Tagovailoa, Tyrod Taylor, Andy Dalton, Carson Wentz, Baker Mayfield came back into the game. A lot of quarterback injuries. That, unfortunately, was the theme of week two in the National Football League. Two other themes I would give you. Field goals, man. I mean, I'm sitting here in the press box in Baltimore, and I watch Greg Zuerlein make a 56-yarder, and Greg Joseph miss a 35-yarder. And that's the difference between those two teams winning and losing. Zuerlein makes it for the Cowboys. Joseph misses it for the Vikings. And I don't want to, you know, beat a dead horse, as the expression is, but you guys know how I feel about that. I'll also say this. It's just uncanny how good the sport is. You know, the end of the late games, so much drama. And then, of course, ultimately, you know, this Sunday night game, as the Ravens pulled out against the Chiefs, simply incredible. Another example of me just loving my job and being so blessed to be here. I got paid for this, dude. I got paid to be here for that game tonight. Just incredible. Speaking of incredible, Bri, Duralast Elite Brake Pads. They are incredible, and they're available exclusively at AutoZone. We all know Duralast parts are proven tough. Duralast Elite is on another level. You know what Duralast Elite's like? It's like Lamar Jackson and the Ravens tonight. They're three times longer than a typical Duralast pad, three times tougher, like the Ravens were tonight. That's good news, especially if you find yourself in a lot of stop-and-go traffic, or if you typically drive with heavier loads in your car, like trying to beat the Kansas City Chiefs. They got the fancy protective hex pattern, keeps them performing longer, safer, smoother, quieter stops. What I love about AutoZone, I know a lot of people buy stuff online. That's great. But they have 6,000 locations nationwide. The future of stopping? Well, it starts with Duralast Elite Brake Pads only at AutoZone.
Tuck's Takes. All right, let's start with the Patriots. They beat the Jets, Ross, for the 11th straight time. Zach Wilson picked off four times, 25-6, the final.
Right, and that's really the story, right? It's Zach Wilson was under duress. They got a lot of pressure on him. Not all the interceptions were totally his fault. I mean, there were people tip balls and drop balls, but ultimately not good enough for Zach Wilson and the Jets. And that's what Belichick, as we all know, does to rookie quarterbacks. You know, I didn't think Mac Jones did a ton, but he didn't have to. Damian Harris had an incredible run where, by the way, Mac Jones came in to help push him into the end zone. I don't know if you guys saw that, but I loved it. And then the Jets defense, I thought was pretty solid, actually, but it wasn't enough, obviously.
Tuck's Takes. Broncos beat the Jaguars 23-13. Jacksonville's 17th consecutive loss.
It was a good start for Trevor Lawrence, but and a great touchdown throw. I can't remember who that was, too, but that was about it, man. Broncos wide receivers were legit. Tim Patrick, Cortland Sutton. The Jags have no running game. All they do is throw it. They even released a statement tonight saying, you know, we're not happy to be 0-2, but we're going to keep working. I mean, what are we doing here? What are we doing? And then Bradley Chubb got hurt again for the Broncos, unfortunately.
Tuck's Takes. Bills shut out the Dolphins 35-0. As you mentioned, Dolphins lost Tua to a rib injury.
Right. Really unfortunate. Will Fuller did not play in the game because of personal reasons. Tua hurt his ribs. The x-rays, they say, are negative, but it could be torn cartilage. It's unfortunate. Josh Allen made a play to Stephon Diggs like only he can. The Bills pass rushers, I am impressed with their young guys. Epinesa, Greg Rousseau had two sacks. And the Bills running back, Zach Moss, had a couple tough touchdowns. Singletary looked so much faster than he was last year. The Bills look like the team they are who we thought they were.
Tuck's Takes. Nick Bosa, two sacks in the 49ers' 17-11 win over the Philadelphia Eagles.
Second Saturday in a row where the Eagles gave one of their young players that they like an extension. This time it was Josh Sweat, and they're going to need him to play well moving forward because Brandon Graham, torn Achilles, done for the year. So Sweat and Barnett will be the starters. Brandon Brooks got hurt as well. We'll see how long he's out. Story of this game, Bri, was missed opportunities for the Eagles with Jalen Reagor being out of bounds when he could have scored a touchdown. They had all kinds of short yardage and goal line issues, cost them a bunch of points, a blocked field goal, etc. I mean, the defense was utterly dominant in the first half as Jimmy G struggled until that final drive of the first half. I thought Hurts was really good on long throws. I thought Hurts was pretty good overall. Niners had 290-plus yard touchdown drives. And really, the Eagles still would have been tied late if it weren't for a couple of tough penalties on Kayvon Wallace, a tough penalty. Derek Barnett was just not a smart play at all by him, and he does it too often.
Tux takes.
Down by 11 in the fourth quarter, Matthew Stafford brought the Rams back to beat the Colts 27-24.
No Braden Smith or Xavier Rhodes for the Colts. Rams got off to a fast start. Wentz threw an interception on a shovel pass. But then the Rams long snapper hit an up back on a punt. I don't know if I've ever seen that. This is the NFL, gave the Colts a go-ahead touchdown. But then, you know, the Rams kept coming. Carson Wentz got hurt late. He was a roller coaster. I don't think he's learned. I don't think he'll ever change at this point. He's reckless with the ball. He'll make some great plays. He'll have some crazy plays. He'll get hurt. This is just kind of who Carson Wentz is now that he's doing it with a different franchise. Matthew Stafford loves Cooper Kupp, who had a big game. Colts got off to that terrible start. And then ultimately for the Rams, Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey are closers. Coffee is for closers, and those guys are closers.
Tux takes.
Derek Carr, 382 yards, two touchdowns in the Raiders' 26-17 win in Pittsburgh.
Do you know what coffee is for closers is from, Bri?
No idea.
It's from a movie, I think, that I've never seen. All I know is people say that phrase, but I've never actually seen the movie where that phrase comes from. Believe it or not. So anyway, I'm sure we'll get tweets about that one. I got a bunch of emails and tweets about Geronimo. Evidently, I was thinking about Lone Star or Hi-Yo Silver, something like that, when we were talking about Geronimo last week. Anyway, as for this game, what a gigantic win for the Raiders. I mean, we could get into all the other stuff, but ultimately it comes down to one thing, Bri. And that is that Derek Carr was absolutely in the zone. I mean, this guy, to do it against the Steelers defense, and I know that Devin Bush didn't play, and I know that Joe Hayden didn't play and TJ Watt got hurt, but still, I mean, Derek Carr, those statistics in Pittsburgh after that big win Monday night, 28 of 37, Bri. 382 yards, two touchdowns, 126.2 passer rating. I am unbelievably impressed, including that bomb to Henry Ruggs for the touchdown. That was the absolute killer for the Steelers. They didn't even have Josh Jacobs. I'm just so impressed by Derek Carr. I would say, to be honest with you, that's back-to-back games in which Derek Carr has been in the zone. So he is my top player of the weekend. He is in the zone presented by AutoZone. Congrats to Derek Carr. It's better than winning the Heisman, better than winning the MVP. He's the Ross Tucker Football Podcast AutoZone in the zone player of the week on a Monday. For the Steelers, their O-line, still a major, major issue, Bri.
Tux takes.
Justin Fields came in for an injured Andy Dalton. He led the Bears to a 20-17 win over the Cincinnati Bengals.
Well, it was a mixed bag for Fields. You know, Dalton threw a touchdown pass before he got injured. He tried to come back, and then he left. Fields didn't necessarily look great throwing the ball. It was back and forth, kind of a up and down. Allen Robinson dropped a beautiful throw from Fields. He did some good things running. But ultimately, the difference in the game was the defense for the Bears. Roquan Smith had a pick six and a sack and about a zillion tackles. He's going to get a lot of money as a free agent. Joe Burrow had three interceptions, and the Bengals struggled with pass pro yet again. They have not fixed that issue.
Tuck's Takes.
So in and out went Baker Mayfield's shoulder, but he didn't miss a snap. Browns beat the Texans, who also had a quarterback injury, 31-21.
Well, and that's the thing. I think it was 14-7 Texans when Tyrod Taylor went in for the touchdown, but I could see he tweaked his hamstring when he went in for the touchdown to give them the lead. And then after that, when Davis Mills came in, it just wasn't as good. That Demetric Felton has some serious juice. I don't know where the Browns get all these running backs, but Felton had a great run. Chubb looks like he shot out of a cannon. The Browns defense, though, they're not good enough on third down. I mean, if they want to be able to beat the Bills and the Chiefs, their defense is going to have to get better on third down. The Texans are a tough out. I give them some credit. And I thought Davis Mills did some decent things. Looks like he'll start Thursday night, so we'll get a chance to see what he can do.
Tuck's Takes.
Panthers defense continues to dominate. Carolina wins over New Orleans 26-7.
Yeah, I think their front seven is legit, Bri. I really do. Their front seven is extremely impressive, and it's a lot of young guys. They made Jameis Winston's day horrific. It was bad, Jameis. You know, everybody was so excited about Jameis last week. I said, let's give it a few weeks. It took one. It took 1 week for him to kind of revert back to bad Jameis. There's good Jameis. There's bad Jameis. And it seems like it's an every other week thing. And that's the problem with Jameis. But not only that, I mean, the Saints are just really beat up. They were missing seven coaches. I mean, Quan Alexander, Marcus Davenport, Eric McCoy on IR, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson didn't play, Marshawn Lattimore didn't play, Darnold was great in the first half. Christian McCaffrey's just such a stud. Always, man. Always. Always productive, always durable. I guess he had a cramp, came back in, and the Panthers are very likely to beat the Texans Thursday night with Davis Mills. It looks like they're going to be 3-0.
Tuck's Takes.
Vikings missed the last-second field goal, so the Cardinals escape with a 34-33 win in the desert.
Unbelievable. I mean, I kind of feel bad for the Vikings. They got off to a great start. By the way, I don't remember what happened when they were up 20-7. I can't remember if the extra point got blocked or he missed it, but that's a one-point difference right there. Everson Griffin didn't play. I got hurt, I guess, trying to avoid a deer. Got in a car accident. Kirk Cousins came out hot. Nick Vigil had a pick six. The receivers were making plays. So many positive things for the Minnesota Vikings. But ultimately, not good enough because Kyler Murray's like a video game. He makes all kinds of plays. And that feels like a real swing game, Bri, for both those teams. Huge.
Tuck's Takes.
Tom Brady, 5 touchdowns, 2 of them to Gronk. Bucks over the Falcons, 48-25. Tampa Bay has now scored 30 points in each of its last 9 games. That is an NFL record.
And I think Brady has like 4 touchdown passes in 5 or 6 games straight. Something crazy. You know, all the fantasy feast leagues, like the DraftKings, Best Ball, and even the season long, I took Gronk in like every draft. He was my best pick. I just had a feeling he was going to score a bunch of touchdowns. That's exactly what he's doing. I'll give the Falcons credit. They battled. They kept playing. And Matty Ice, like, diving into the end zone. Matty Ice is giving the Falcons their money's worth or what he's trying to accomplish there. The Bucs are just way, way better. And as I tweeted, Bri, during the day, at Ross Tucker NFL, I understand. Like, I can understand that Brady's still playing. It's hard for me to rationalize how he's actually better than he used to be.
Tuck's Takes.
3 rushing touchdowns for Derrick Henry in the Titans' 33-30 overtime win here in Seattle.
Bri, let's talk press box food first because Seattle's usually pretty legit.
Seattle is always legit. We had breakfast burritos this morning. He had a choice of vegetarian, sausage, or bacon. They also had a side of fresh fruit and some breakfast potatoes. Halftime, hot dogs, candy, and popcorn.
Which burrito did you get?
Oh, you already know that answer.
No, tell me.
The vegetarian.
Oh, my gosh, Bri. What was the other ones?
It's sausage or bacon.
Talk to me why. Tell me why. I got to know.
I've just been eating kind of junk. I've been traveling all weekend, and I'm like, I just can't eat anymore. I got to watch what I was eating. That's all.
Bri.
Although I do have to say that didn't stop me from eating all the candy at halftime. So
yeah, I mean, how much do you weigh, Bri?
From my height, I'm pretty good.
Yes, you're very trim, very thin. Live a little. Get the sausage burrito or the bacon burrito. What else do you have breakfast burritos? Never. You don't wake up in the morning and make yourself breakfast burritos. So if there's sausage or bacon breakfast burritos while you're on the road, eat them. Because when you're home, what do you have, like oatmeal or something lame like I do? You know, when you travel like we do, you got to enjoy the food, man, because it's not fun being away from your family. You got to enjoy the food and then just eat healthy when you're home with your family. Vegetarian. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with that. I know there's a lot of people, but you're not vegetarian. You just chose it on a one-off to be healthy. Gosh.
Yeah.
What a win, by the way. What's their grade? Do you have a letter grade for them?
Yeah, it's normally an A+. I'm only giving them an A just because there wasn't enough candy. I got there and got the last thing of Red Vines, but the big old thing of peanut M&Ms. I saw about four people walking out with them and they didn't have any left. So they lose the A+ to
me. Guess what I did? I took, we'll get to it momentarily. I took two peanut M&M bags just to make sure I had enough. The Ravens put that out at halftime along with delicious chicken tenders and crab cakes with Caesar salad. That I am convinced that's why the Ravens won the game. Convinced. I said, check my Twitter, everybody, at Ross Tucker NFL. Check any of my social media, Instagram or Facebook, if you want to see a picture of the said crab cakes. I got the lady, the cafeteria lady, dining staff lady, to show me the whole thing. But I'm telling you, dude, right now, okay? These teams, you win it in the press box. You win it with your press box food. That's the reality. And that's exactly what happened with the Baltimore Ravens. As for your game, I can't believe the Seahawks blew that one. I mean, Russell Wilson throwing deep to Tyler Lockett for a touchdown. He's throwing to Swaim, who wasn't even covered, for a touchdown. Taylor Lewan gets injured pregame warmups. Your game actually reminds me a lot of my game, which is that the Titans just kept battling and got a gigantic win that they absolutely had to have. And it's a tough loss for the Seahawks because every one of them matters. And obviously there was a terrible taunting penalty against Reed that really bothers me.
Tux takes.
Greg Zuerlein's 56-yard field goal as time expired lifted the Cowboys to a 20-17 win over the Chargers.
Well, so much to discuss here, right? First of all, brutal loss. This is another one. Brutal loss for the Chargers. Terrific win for the Cowboys. Chris Harris was out for the Chargers. Blog on IR. The Cowboys had to move Micah Parsons to D-end because of DeMarcus Lawrence being out. They'll never move him back. He had 8 pressures. It's like the most by a rookie since Nick Bosa in 2019. He had 8 pressures. He was wearing out Storm Norton. He's just relentless and had a sack, a bunch of pressures. He delivered exactly what the Cowboys needed him to. What a great draft pick he was. What a great day for Penn State kids. Micah Parsons and Adafe Owe both made a million plays. Justin Herbert kind of giveth and taketh, made some big-time throws, but then had some he'd like to have back. I've said it a million times, Tony Pollard is better than Zeke Elliott. There was some terrible officiating in that game, reminded me of the Penn State game Saturday night against Auburn, where the officials were horrendous, but ultimately Dallas's kicker crushed it, and they won.
Tux takes.
All right, last but not least, the fumble and a fourth down conversion wins it for the Ravens over the Chiefs, 36-35.
Dude, I just can't believe I get paid for this. I mean, this was just incredible. I mean, the people that were here had the night of their lives, and I got paid to have, like, as good, like 40-yard line, like 30 rows up, as good as seats as you can possibly have. Let's start with where they want it. That's the press box food. Now, Bri, they used to always have Coke Zero. For some reason, they got rid of Coke Zero, and now they have two different Diet Cokes. Instead of having a Coke Zero and a Diet Coke, I don't know what happened there, but I cannot give them an A+ or even an A with that downgrade. They had Italian before the game, so chicken parm, meatballs, stuffed shells, broccoli, mixed greens, assorted cookies. Honestly, that was slightly above average. That was like a B, okay? But then halftime, the peanut M&Ms, the crab cakes, the Caesar salad, that's when they brought it. That's why they were better in the second half. Ultimately, they're like an A- B+, which was where I lived in college, that A- B+ range. Just an unbelievable game. Unbelievable game. You know, for those of you guys who didn't watch it, this is one you might want to watch on the condensed version of NFL Game Pass. You know, Lamar Jackson throws a couple early interceptions. Sammy Watkins trips, and Tyrann Mathieu gets a pick six. Ravens answer by running the ball down the Chiefs' throat, which they did all night, over 250 yards rushing. But then Patrick Mahomes throws a deep post to DeMarcus Robinson for a touchdown. And that was kind of a theme. The Ravens did a good job of trying to make people other than Kelce and Hill beat them. And those guys did a bunch. DeMarcus Robinson and Hardman and Blake Bell. And those guys did it for the most part. The Ravens ran the ball down the Chiefs' throat again, and they were. And then they throw the ball three times in a row from the 24-yard line, and Lamar Jackson throws another interception. I went from loving to hating Greg Roman in the same in a five-minute span. But then the Ravens did it again. The run and pass mix to tie it 14-14. The Chiefs ended their first half drive with a textbook touchdown drive. But then credit the Ravens. They got a field goal at the very end of the first half, which they were aggressive. They called timeout. Those 3 points obviously ended up being critical. But then here come the Chiefs. I mean, Mahomes throws a touchdown to Byron Pringle, who runs like 50 yards for it. Then Lamar throws a jump pass. Do you guys see the jump pass yet? Jump pass to Hollywood Brown for a touchdown, 28-24. So now they're back within four. But then Travis Kelce, he broke like five tackles. Terrible tackling by the Ravens. You go up 35-24. And I thought, okay, you know, that's it for the Ravens. They had their chances. It's over. But no. Adafi Owe wraps up Mahomes, gets an interception. Then they get a touchdown. And they got totally screwed in a raw deal on the two-point conversion. You know, the D-tackle, Reed, pulled Zeitler forward when the Ravens converted the two-point conversion. They said ineligible man downfield. They're going to have to adjust that rule. You cannot call an eligible man downfield if the defensive lineman pulls him forward. And then the D got another stop. There was another Lamar Jackson touchdown after the defense got it, made him punt, actually. Lamar dives for the end zone, but it still looked like the Chiefs were going to win. I mean, here we go. You still end up getting coming down the field. The Chiefs, they're going to win. They're going to kick a field goal or a touchdown. They're going to win like they always do. But then Adafi Owe knocks the ball away from Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Unbelievable job by Owe. Third down, on third down, so the Ravens get the ball. But the Chiefs still had three timeouts. So it's a third down throw that got them to fourth and one. And the Ravens showing some major stones, which I loved. They go for it. They get it. They clinch the game. Incredible football game. I love football. I love life. I love all of you guys. We won't have college draft till Tuesday. Shout out Pizza Boy Brewing, Sporticulture, Vision Comics with an X, HumanHeadNYC.com, SteakhouseSports.com. How about wrapping up this bad boy live from M&T Bank Stadium, 12:20 a.m. Eastern time? I got to get home. It's an hour and a half. try to get some sleep tonight before I do a bunch of things tomorrow. Again, love all of you guys. Spread the word about the social media and spread the word about the podcast. How many other podcast hosts tell you the listeners they love them and actually mean it? I think we're done here.
Thanks for listening to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Fantasy Feast, Even Money, Business of Sports, and College Draft. All available at Apple Podcasts, RossTucker.com, or wherever podcasts can be found.
A lot of times on the show, I mention DraftKings. Here's what you need to know. You got to be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. By the way, if what I was talking about included a deposit bonus, doesn't always, sometimes it does. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough, and deposit bonuses are paid out in site credit.